Green Divas and Green Dudes come in many shades of green. Here to help you discover and celebrate your personal shade of green are hosts Green Diva Meg and Maxine Margot, veteran radio chicks who share important news about climate change and the plight of human existence, but somehow manage to make most of it fun and sexy using at least 50 shades of green. Well, hey, and so glad you tuned us in today. Welcome to another episode of 50 Shades of Green Divas. I am Green Diva Meg.
And I am Green Diva Max.
And we are here to talk about the weather.
Weather? Wow, there's been a lot of that.
You know, well, it's funny because back a couple of years ago when Green Diva Lynn and I were doing the show, and often we were doing it on the phone and she was in Chicago, no matter what we said, we always started like, well, the weather here. And I'm like, why are we talking about the weather?
And we do the same thing.
And we do.
Except this show is actually about the weather.
But this time,
we figured we'd focus all the way and just not, you know, not stop.
It's really, really about the weather.
The weather.
There's been a lot of weather, right? I mean, there's been a lot of record-breaking weird weather going on.
Weird. I would use the word weird, not usual, and abnormal.
I mean, from the fires in California, and we were in California when that was happening.
Yeah, I was there last year.
Yeah.
But these fires, and they were horrible.
Yeah.
The fires this year make those look like pansies. I'm like, I can't even believe it.
No, they were weenie fires in comparison.
And they were horrid. So geez.
So we're going to talk about that. But also, like, this Thanksgiving was record-breaking cold.
The turkey froze the giblets off, literally.
The giblets froze off.
The frozen giblets.
So I
or
don't
giblets.
Know.
Is it giblets or giblets? Tomato, tomato.
I don't know. I found this quote to get us started. A change in the weather is sufficient to recreate the world and ourselves. And we'd like to think that, right? Like nothing like a sunny day to
that
make everything.
That was Proust, by the way.
Thank you for pronouncing it properly. Okay. I never do. So, like, okay, so I said Thanksgiving, we had this record-breaking cold. So just the day after Thanksgiving, the U.S. Global Change Research Program, a team of 13 federal agencies, the Fourth National Climate Assessment, which is a huge report, by the way, was put together with the help of 1,000 people, including 300 leading scientists. They put out the second part of this report, which all the headlines I saw that were popping into my little phone and notifications, dire predictions. Dire was a word that kept coming up regarding climate change. And this was also on the heels of our president, who tweeted after the Thanksgiving hoo-ha about it being the coldest.
Cold, right.
He said, whatever happened to global warming?
It's so cold. Whatever happened to global warming?
And I'm like, dude, even people who know nothing about science at this point understand that global warming and climate are different than any given day's weather, right? Yes. But, you know, some people apparently still think it's all a hoax.
I don't know how that's possible when you have fires, you have Category 5 hurricanes decimating entire towns. And look what happened in Puerto Rico. It's still not, you know, the same.
No.
And all over the world this is going on. So, you know, there is something called science, and this report is backing that up.
So one of the things that they do to help clear that up, which we also talk about further on in our show here, you'll hear it a couple of different ways. Climate change is not extreme weather of one day or a week. It's demonstrated by long-term trends. So in other words, you may have, you know, record-breaking cold Thanksgiving, but that doesn't mean there isn't a trend towards global warming and climate change. So even in, we are now experiencing, according to this report, we are now experiencing the warmest temperatures in modern history. even if the best case scenario were to happen, the greenhouse gas emissions were to drop to nothing right now. Good luck with that, by the way. The world is on track to warm 1.1 degrees Fahrenheit, which, you know, when we'll, and I think Max will get into that more as we what those implications are. But it's doesn't sound like a big deal, 1.1, but it is.
And it's going to go up to 3.
Yeah.
And it's climbing. And at this point, unless we start doing something really drastic, we're going to have tremendous health issues, economic issues. It's going to be like literally hell. Hell. Just think of Hades. Hell.
Well, I think of when those fires, those people that were trying to get out.
Talk about hell.
So on a lighter note, one of the fun blog posts that one of the more fun blog posts that we've ever done on the Green Divas is Lynn did it a few years ago, was all these quotes about the weather, because we do, we're just like weather obsessed people, and they're kind of funny and some of them are just kind of interesting. But here's one more. You are the sky, everything else is just the weather. Good old Pema Chodron.
Mm-hmm.
She has such a way. But that's kind of a segue to something Max had been working on.
I don't know. I was thinking of a song called Side by Side, and basically, what if the sky should fall is one of the lines, and the chorus is like, through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall, but as long as we're together, it really doesn't matter at all. So yes, Meg. Sometimes I feel it's you and me against the world, side by side, fighting the good fight, something we've been doing a really long time, trying to get this message out, which, after this report, just verifies what we'd be saying. So is it really possible that the sky could fall?
Chicken Little says.
Chicken Little said the sky's falling, and I think Chicken Little is right.
Could be.
So if we keep polluting the air, it could happen. There is no denying that the Earth is getting hotter every year, as Meg mentioned. Many people think it's the weather, but herein lies the conundrum. The reason the Earth is getting hotter is due to climate change, not weather. Yes, folks, the climate is changing, and us humans are adding to the problem by being a gluttonous, energy-sucking species who need to feed our devices with power on a constant basis. Everything is plugged in. You know, it's amazing to me. As a result of our energy habits and the need to always power up, we are heating the globe on a level never seen before. The reason that this is all happening is that greenhouse gases, carbon emissions, are filling the air with toxins as a result of fossil fuels and methane production. The greenhouse gas traps heat in the atmosphere, contributing to climate change. When climate change begins to impact the corporate line, as storms are causing billions of dollars in damage, I think that's when it's going to get more attention.
Well, and I think it is starting to, actually. There are some progressive and thoughtful corporations that are paying attention to this and planning accordingly.
And it has to happen. I mean, it's key for them to happen. And so, you know, at this point, Meg also mentioned at the top that there is this report that came out. And in USA Today, they reported that a massive report issued by the Trump administration emphasizes the dire threat that human-caused global warming poses to the United States and its citizens. Earth's climate is now changing faster than at any point in the history of modern civilization, primarily as a result of human activities, researchers say in the report. Officially, Volume 2 of the National Climate Assessment, Volume 1, was released last year. The impacts of global climate change are already being felt in the United States and are projected to intensify in the future, the researchers say. The future is here. The future is now.
Yeah.
The last few years have smashed records for damaging weather in the United States, costing nearly $400 billion dollars since 2015.
That's a bottom line. That's a big bottom line.
I mean, and the insurance and all the industries that are associated with this, something has to give. In a worst-case scenario, the researchers say climate change could deliver a 10% hit to the nation's GDP. Hey, GDP. By the end of the century.
And they didn't mean Green Deal was politics
politics. No, gross I mean, it's mind-boggling to think when all the damage that we've just seen recently is just reflecting this report. So in the meantime, the question is, what can we do about it? And how can we reduce greenhouse gases? And how can we get people to realize that the environment must be protected? Time is clearly running out. And again, Meg and I have been trying to get this message out for really way over a decade or more. And it's coming to roost. Whoop! It's coming to roost.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
All right, before we move forward with more great information for you, I just want to let you all know how you can find us. And our show is on all the popular platforms for where you might find your podcast. You can ask your smart speaker, "Hey, Alexa, listen to the Green Divas podcast." And bang, there you have us.
It's really cool. I've done it. My dog likes to hear me talk.
And you can find us, of course, at the Green Divas and at TM Shades of Green on Instagram, Twitter, and all of our other shows. We have at 50 Shades of GDS.
Right, at 50 Shades of GDS. So you got to send us some tweets, send us some Instagram stuff, Facebook, the page, you know, go to the Green Divas page and also thegreendivas.com to really get a whole bunch of info.
Hi, this is Ed Begley, and you're listening to 50 Shades of Green Divas.
Did you know that enough plastic is thrown away each year to circle the Earth 4 times? In a Green Diva Minute, you'll learn more and be on your way to living a deeper shade of green. Plastic doesn't biodegrade, at least not in 500 to 1,000 years. Between the islands of plastic, the size of countries floating around in the oceans, and the negative effects of it on wildlife and humans, we need to find ways to reduce and reuse plastic. So say no to plastic bags. Remember to bring your reusable ones when you shop. Recycle whatever plastic you can. Too much recyclable plastic ends up in the landfills. Extend the life of plastic items by finding clever ways to upcycle and reuse them. I'm Green Diva Meg. Find more useful Green Diva podcasts, videos, and of course, lots of low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green at thegreendivas.com. So I recently had an opportunity to speak with Paul Douglas, who is one of my very favorite meteorologists. He's a really interesting guy with a fabulous voice, and he has a wonderful way of articulating weather as it relates to climate and helping us understand what the difference is and why it's connected.
My name is Paul Douglas. I'm a meteorologist here in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. I have a couple of weather businesses that I'm involved with. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm on my 4th and 5th weather tech companies, one involving consulting that uses meteorologists and climate scientists, another that is focused on weather data and trying to create higher quality weather data, which has ramifications not only for weather forecasting, but also for climate modeling as well. So I'm a person of faith. I believe that science is essential and we should listen to the scientists, but I also believe that science is incomplete and that there are other ways of looking at the universe and that science only goes so far. But I also believe that we have a spiritual obligation to pay attention, not only to help ourselves, but to keep an eye on the kind of world that we're leaving to our kids and our grandkids. I all of us have a legacy, and I think we have to be spiritually aware and sensitive, and that we should be stewards of God's creation, even if you don't believe in God. I mean, we have something unique on this planet, and I think we have an obligation to keep things going that we can keep the wheels on the bus, do everything we want, have everything we need, but do so with a lighter touch, with sustainability in mind. Weather and climate are flip sides of the same coin. You can think of weather as your mood right now. Climate is your personality. You can think of climate as a full-length feature film. Weather is a snapshot, a single frame of that two-hour movie. And a lot of people get the two confused, you know, and I run into that all the time. Paul, it's cold today. You know, we live in Minnesota. It still snows, thank God. For now, it still snows, and it gets cold, and people scratch their heads. How, Paul, if the planet is warming up, we hear about global warming, why am I cold? Yeah, I think we're wired as human beings to react to weather. We are not wired to react to climate. It's a little like saying, hey, I just had a Big Mac, I'm full, global hunger must be a hoax. It's a very self-centered way of looking at the universe. That's why we have scientists, specifically climate scientists, to keep an eye on what's happening worldwide. I can't look out my window and make assumptions about the entire planet. Just like when you watch the news, chances are the news, whatever is newsworthy, is not happening in your backyard. And yet we don't dismiss what's happening all around the planet. We all have to grapple with that. And if you make changes to the climate, if you warm things up, even a few degrees, it does impact the weather. Changes in climate flavor the weather. And what we're seeing over time is that weather patterns that would have formed naturally, droughts, heat waves, floods, hurricanes, wildfires, are now increasingly supersized. They're amped up. They're juiced. You warm things up a couple of degrees, the atmosphere can hold more water vapor, more moisture. We can measure that. It's not a theory. It's actually happening. There's more water vapor in the air, more fuel, jet fuel for hurricanes. So a hurricane that would have formed naturally now has a chance of becoming more intense because the water that fuels that hurricane is consistently warmer and deeper, and that provides more energy for this hurricane to intensify. And when it does strike, there's more water vapor available to fuel the hurricane to unleash heavier rains. So would the hurricane have formed naturally? Absolutely. But is it a notch or two stronger and wetter because of a warmer, wetter atmosphere? Absolutely.
Then there is The Weather Report, which is a poem by Alexandra Liverani.
I like that name, Liverani.
Yeah.
It's like Italian liver.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, hey, Alessandra.
It's a Liverani. Hey, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
In Sydney today, it's 20 degrees centigrade. Humidity is 94%, and the light at 6:21 p.m. will fade. Wind blows from the northeast at 17 kilometers per hour. The moon is waxing gibbous. I love that. And Monday, there's a late shower. On Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny. Temperature 17 degrees max. That's me. Thursday, UVs only moderate. These are the facts. Air pressure is 1012 pascals, no longer measured in millibars. They use hectares instead of kilos. Yes, I also thought it quite bizarre. On Sunday, there'll be morning clouds, which won't linger in the afternoon. They'll drift over to Haniara, maybe take part in a monsoon. Waves will arise every 7 seconds. Be careful, they're head height. And on Friday, at 5:53 a.m., is the exact time of first light. Well, that's all the weather captured in verse. You'll have to weather it weather for better or worse.
And now we have Silly Science Facts with Green Diva Max.
Science time or weirdness time or something to that effect. Just a silly science thing that I saw on National Geographic. I was talking about water spouts. And it says, water spouts or rotating columns of air over water can make sea creatures rain down from the sky.
It's like it's literally raining.
It's raining frogs. Hallelujah. So, weirdness, rains of frogs and fish, and the cause is tornadoes. And there's been a lot of that happening with all this extreme weather. I had a tornado in my area. It was an FS1.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get home for 7 hours. Because a tornado came through an area that never gets tornadoes.
It's weird, right?
It was weird.
Talk about weather weirdness.
This is weird. And so tornadoes can do some weird things. A tornado can destroy one house while leaving the house next door seemingly untouched. And that's what happened in my area. They can grow miles wide or last for just a couple of seconds. But one of the weirdest things about tornadoes is that they can actually make it rain aquatic creatures.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's so weird.
It's raining aquatic, not raining men. It's raining. raining frogs. Hallelujah. Now, if a tornado passes over a body of water like a lake, river, or pond, the extreme suction can lift fish and frogs right out of the water.
Good Lord.
What goes up must come down.
It's kind of biblical.
It's biblical. It sounds like the plagues.
Old Testament,
it's like
right?
The 10 plagues, you know. And frogs, fire disease, boils, and, you know, now there's tornado fish and frogs. And sometimes there are people in the way to tell the story after the skies clear out. The Library of Congress reports that fish fell on a town in Louisiana back in 1947 after a rambunctious storm. Halfway around the world, a tornado caused thousands of frogs to rain from the sky on a town in Serbia in 2005.
Okay, so I have a story about that real quick.
Okay.
We had a really heavy, heavy rainstorm. I'm not sure about any tornadoes, but we don't live, you know, we're like a half a mile from any kind of river or whatever. But I went out to my car and there was this small lobster. Well, I think it was a crayfish, but in my mind, I was like, why is there a small lobster in my driveway?
There's a lobster in your driveway.
But even a crayfish is just, like, it doesn't belong there. But to me, it's
one of these things doesn't belong.
And I was like, it's raining lobsters in my yard. That's so weird. I still don't really know how it got there, except it's possible that a bird, but it was after some heavy, heavy rain. I don't know, man.
There's, you know, rain. You don't know what you're going to find in anything these days because it's been so, and also the winds have been crazy of late as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
we had a scary plane landing when it came back from California.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous about you there, Meg.
Thank you.
I was looking up to the skies and going, she'll be okay, she'll be okay.
No. Speaking of planes.
Yeah, speaking of planes, hey, what do you know? That segued right through. So we're back to weirdness. Planes that can't fly. And the reason, the cause, is intense heat. And so we're talking about the Earth is heating up to the point where it's going to affect travel.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew cold because they can get iced over and cause trouble with the mechanics and the wings.
It's getting so hot in so many places. And this is right here in the U.S.
Oh, that's right. Phoenix. Yeah.
You know. So weather is the like we didn't know this. Weather is the cause of most flight delays and cancellations in the United States. If you've ever traveled by air, you know this really well. Weather conditions are too extreme for safe flying or rain, and clouds just slow things down. It's never fun to have to fly when there's a big weather system rolling in. Sometimes even clear skies and bright sunshine can cancel flights. Phoenix, Arizona recently made the news for their record-breaking heat waves, canceling flights in the city's major airport. That's pretty nuts right there.
Yeah, I had forgotten about that until I saw this.
Right. Temperatures, get this, temperatures rose as high as 120 degrees Fahrenheit in Phoenix, preventing some flights from safely landing or departing.
Right. They're like, your tires are just going to blow up.
Right. Since hot air is less dense than cold air, extreme heat can prevent certain airplanes from generating the lift they need to safely take flight. If these airplanes try to take off in excessively high temperatures, the airplane runs the risk of barreling off the end of the runway before it could lift off. And who wants
Good
that?
Lord,
But
no.
This is also in, you know, areas of the desert in the Middle East where they've had record-breaking temperatures and parts of India. And this is, it's becoming more common because 120 degrees? They go, you know, well, that's dry heat. Well, I'm saying 120 degrees? What the?
Yeah.
I don't think so, you know. So, you know, there's like weather is related to everything, and climate change is causing more extreme weather. And
not the way that one would necessarily think. Like I said, you think of planes and ice, but you don't think of 120 degrees being a detriment to a plane getting in the air. So,
right. So
we got to do something, people.
People, we got to get off our keisters.
Another Silly Science Facts with Green Diva Max. So we close with a couple of, as always, we like to quote or find some poems or something. I had to pull a George Carlin quote. Remember, he used to do the weatherman thing?
He did the weatherman. We should find that and just play it. It's great.
Weather forecast for tonight, dark. Continued dark overnight with widely scattered light by morning.
Yes, George, you've done it.
And then, of course, there's Mark Twain. Climate is what we expect. Weather is what we get.
And I'm just going to do the Frank Zappa.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't eat yellow snow. And this is for my bro Mitch up there. Hi, Mitchie, you're a major Zappa fan. I think he's up there with you.
Oh, I was a big Zappa fan.
No, amazing. So this is it. Dreamed I was an Eskimo. This is the lyrics. Frozen wind began to blow under my boots and around my toes. The frost that bit the ground below, it was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried, and my mama cried, Nanook, a no-no, Nanook, a no-no.
Isn't it hard not to sing this, by
right,
the way?
Don't be a naughty Eskimo. Save your money.
Don't go to the show.
Well, I turned around and said, uh-oh.
Oh.
I turned around and said, oh. The northern lights commenced to glow, and she said with a tear in her eye, watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow, and watch out where those huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
You've been listening to the 50 Shades of Green, a collaborative gig between the Green Divas and the Many Shades of Green radio shows, happily recorded at Green Diva Studio. Be sure to look for this and other Green Diva Network podcasts and The Many Shades of Green on iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Stitcher, among other places. You can find more information about this show and much more on thegreendivas.com.